Hey everybody, it's me, Keisha Boston from The Keisha Boston Show, your podcast giving you the best in self-help, which comes in the form of short, funny, entertaining podcast episodes that's going to make you laugh, smile, hopefully it's going to make you share with somebody, not only change your life, but give you the extra gas in that tank to keep on keeping on and keep going another day, because it's all about you saying, I was ready to quit, but I heard this podcast episode, let me give it a little bit more time, y'all. I miss you guys. I feel like I haven't done an episode in a long time. Let me tell you, and this is what this episode is about, okay? It is about work. A lot of times, I know I'm always encouraging you, and a lot of my episodes are pretty much like, what are you doing with your life? At what point do you decide to change your life and go after your dreams? All those other things like that. You know, I feel like I have episodes on that, and excuses and fear and things that really, really get you moving forward. And what I have been doing is work, because I realized that, because I noticed, I don't know if I told you guys, I had started a juice fast, a juice cleanse, excuse me, where I started juicing. And one of the things where it was like, I would do juice for breakfast, a juice for lunch, and then I would do a protein and a green for dinner, and only drinking water or kombucha, and just those two things. And so I was doing that, and I felt like what helped me achieve the success that I wanted with that was discipline. And so I felt like I started talking about discipline. I believe I did. But discipline was a key thing. It was like, yeah, like discipline. That's where you get the results that other people can't get. That's where you get results in general, is when you're disciplined to carry out what you need to do. But what I realized along with discipline is work. And I'm going to be honest. I'm a nice looking girl. Not bad on the eyes. But in my head, I always feel like people will see me and instantly be like, oh my gosh, I found everything I was looking for. You are perfect. Come this way. We need you. We've been waiting for you. We've been looking for you all our lives. But I'm realizing that life doesn't always go like that, particularly not right now. And in order for me to get to my goal is I have to work. And that is what I have been doing. Working. And so I just want to let you guys know that you're going to have to work. You're going to have to prepare. And in that preparation, it's going to come work. And you're going to have to keep working until you get your goal. And then sometimes when you get it, you'll have to keep working until you achieve it. But you're going to have to put work in this. You can't always rely on your gifts, your face, your talent, who you know and who you think you know, and your money. Like, you're really going to have to put work in this. So I just really want to encourage everybody is don't be afraid to work, because I realized that one of my issues with me trying to achieve my goal was that I didn't want to do the work. I didn't want to practice. Like, I was like Allen Iverson, like, I refuse to say that. I wasn't like practice. I don't practice. It was just that I didn't want to practice because I felt like I didn't need to. I felt like I could just show up and show out. And in some situations I can, but not in all situations. I cannot always show up and show out. And so what I'm trying to do to reach my goal is just work. I'm trying to get better at it. I'm trying to perfect my craft. I'm trying to learn more about my craft. So just wanted to share that with you guys. I hope that it really encouraged you. Do not be afraid to work. It's really going to help you get to your goal, that discipline, and Jesus, I'm sure. But please, you're going to have to put in the work. You know, I love the thought of winning the lottery. I play, I go to bed broke and wake up rich, but not everything happens like that. So guys, don't be afraid to get your hands dirty or whatever, your knees, your feet, your sneakers, whatever you guys do. Thank you guys so much for listening to The Keisha Boston Show. Peace out, y'all. Y'all have a good one. Deuces.